Francis, Andy, coming to you live from Orange County, California. What was that just now? I breathed in and I started coughing.
Oh.
I'm so sorry, my friends there on the podcast who only heard this really annoying cough. How are you, Hedia, my lovely wife?
I am fantastic. Thank really? You, lovely husband.
We are exhausted. If we yawn during the show, we apologize. But Tuesdays are our crazy days. Hey, right up here, it says CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. The old website is back up. So Yay. That's good news. So you can go there. You can find some of the old stuff, but just understand that will be changing sometime soon. But now you can go there and register and subscribe and all that kind of stuff. We'd really appreciate it. So we can start building our following there at CaliforniaParentAlliance.org. Go there and find out what's going on. More stuff will be on there. It'll be amazing. You guys are going to love it. I was just going to ask you something and I lost it and all that stuff. Hey, Amy, nice to see you.
Hi, Amy.
Hello, hello, hello there in Texas. You know, I sometimes think how lucky sometimes people are to be in Texas, but then I think there's a lot of, I know it's a huge state, so many of them probably can't feel the effects of the border, what's going on there. Pastor Jack Hibbs was just at the border two days ago. I think it was last on Saturday. And he goes, it's worse than anybody knows.
So terrible.
It's really bad. I just thought of that because Amy Feltz is from Texas. One of our fans, one of our friends who comes on every so often. Yes. And she has a dog that needs to be prayed for. One of her client's dogs not doing well.
Aww.
It's a yellow lab. And so we'll be praying for the dog. So it becomes... or feels much better than how it's feeling right now, which is horrible. The picture looks so sad.
Aww.
So sad for the dog. All right. So we're reading from Smith Wigglesworth devotional. And we are in. I know. See? The book right here. Smith Wigglesworth devotional.
Folks on the podcast are not able to see that. But he loves to show the book.
Yes, because I feel just like, what's his name? The old guy, Oswald Chambers.
Yes. My utmost for his highest.
My utmost for his highest. I often showed the book so people knew where to get it. Yes. It's the least I can do.
No, but why does showing the book tell them where
because
they can get it?
Because it honors him. You never know who is going to be on this new.
No, what I'm saying is that how does showing the cover tell them where they can?
Because when they're searching.
Let me finish the sentence. Tell them where they can get it.
They just do a search. They put in
that
Smith.
The words tell them that, not the picture.
But then they see the right one. Oh, there's the one that they have.
Ah, it's a verification.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Are you a little tired?
I just don't understand why showing the book tells them where they can get it. You say that every time and show the book so they can know where to get it. And I just don't understand that. I don't understand why showing the book tells them where they can get it.
See, with anybody men, with men me? Are very visual.
Anybody with me?
You're a woman.
No matter what's going to take your side.
If I have to explain this, you're a woman.
Yeah.
And you
oh, no. If you have to explain it, that's a problem.
You look at things differently. Men are very visual. When we do a search, we want to see that it's the same thing that I was. That's the picture. It's like, oh yeah, I'm at the right place.
Okay.
Because there could be another Smith Wigglesworth. You don't know. October 26th. The title of this devotional is "Endure Temptation." James 1:12 is the reference. It says, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation." For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. I'm going to get that crown. I'm going to get all the crowns. It's like Monopoly. I'm getting all the crowns.
My place.
Yes. The scripture reading is Psalm 139. Smith Wigglesworth says in this devotional, should I show the book cover again?
No. I don't think you need to say Smith Wigglesworth again either. But
well, I want people to know these are his words. They're not my words. People do. Okay, get serious. People do not know what they are getting when they are in a great place of temptation. Temptation endured brings the crown of life. There's nothing outside of purity except what is sin. All unbelief is sin. God wants you to have a pure, active faith so that you will be living in an advanced place of believing God all the time. And so that you will be on the mountaintop and singing with other people when other people are crying. I want to speak now about lust. I'm not speaking about the base things, the carnal desires. I am not speaking so much about adultery, fornication and such things, but I am speaking about what has turned you aside to some other thing instead of God. God has been offering you better things all the time and you have missed them. Mm. There are three things in life. And I noticed that many people are satisfied with just one of them. There is blessing in justification. There is blessing in sanctification. And there is blessing in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Salvation is a wonderful thing, and we know it. Sanctification is a process that takes us on a higher level with God. Salvation, sanctification, and the fullness of the Spirit are processes. Many people are satisfied with good, that is, with salvation. Other people are satisfied with better, a sanctified life, purified by God. Still, other people are satisfied with the best, the fullness of God with revelation from on high. I am not satisfied with any of the three. I am only satisfied with the best, with improvement. So I come to you not with good, but better, not with better, but best, not with best, but with best, but best with improvement, going on with God. Why? Because when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. That's from James 1:15. When anything has taken me from God, it means death in some way. When Jesus said to the disciples, the Son of Man will be put into the hands of sinners and crucified, Peter rebuked him. But Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men. Anything that hinders me from denying myself and taking up my cross is of the devil. Anything that hinders me from being separated unto God is the devil. And anything that hinders me from being purified every day is carnal, and it is death. So I implore you today to make certain that there is no lustful thing in you that would rob you of the glory. Then God will take you to the very summit of the blessing where you can be increased day by day into all his fullness. The thought for today, do not neglect the word of God. Take time to think about the word of God. It is the only place of safety. I was just reading Amy's thing here. She said, I don't always take Andy's side, only when he's right, which is always.
Lucky you.
Yes. And she said, oh, thank you. No dog has ever been loved more than Sweet Tank. Aww. Tank is a pretty common name with Labrador retrievers.
Oh, really?
Why? Yeah. I don't know. Because sometimes they're just like a big old tank. Like, because they run into you and it hurts.
Oh.
And it feels like a tank hit you.
Oh, wow.
And their tail hits you.
Ow.
It hurts. Labs have, yeah. Sometimes they're like a tank.
Oh.
Oh. So anyway, did you get anything this time in the read-through?
I mean, I feel like he's trying to say something deeper than I'm able to process right now, because I can get it superficially. Mm. I mean, superficially, he's saying, don't settle for less. Always want more, always strive for more, always strive for better. And I can tell you, quite frankly, it gives me a little PTSD because it reminds me of my father. Remember, I went through that whole explanation yesterday where he's like, can you do a little better? That's great, but I think you could do better. So I've always found I have to fight that in Christ, because I don't really feel that kind of nervous, agitated energy is what Christ really expects or wants from us. So I think that's why I'm also having a mental block with this, because he seems to be really pushing. And I'm just not one of those people that needs to be really pushed. I actually need to be told to just calm down.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's like your trainers at the gym.
I almost had to give him that lecture again today.
Oh, really?
Because
So explain so that they
yes,
know.
Yes, I work out with this weight trainer. I have a really bad back and I'm trying to get to a point where it'll go away. And so he says, can you do heavier? And I say, no. And he's like, yeah, you can. It gives me really heavy. I'm like, I can't do this. And I keep wanting to tell him, do you understand? I'm not one of those people that will purposely lie and do less because I'm trying to skate by.
Right.
I'm like, I'm the person that you have to worry about putting too much weight on because
I'll
hurt myself. Like, and I can't seem to get that point across. He keeps thinking I'm lying, you know?
Or is that, well, okay.
I think that's because every other person, it's like Smith Wigglesworth. That's the person he's writing to is that most people you need to light a fire underneath their rear end. You know, you need to constantly be like, come on, you got to try harder. You got to try. I mean, most of I'm just not that person. I'm the person you have to be like, listen, relax. It'll be okay.
So, I don't work out with a partner very often, but when I've done like bench press with a partner, something like that, and I have a heavy weight and I'm at that point where I've on my like ninth rep and I'm getting there and I can't quite, it does help to have somebody, come on, you can do it, push through. And then you, whatever that is, it helps you push through and get it onto the, you know, the holders.
But that's not what we're talking about, me and Nate. So what happens is we're about to do lunges. He'll give me 15 pound weights and I'll do one. And he's like, how's that weight? And I'm like, it's good. And he's like, no, it's not. Takes the weights from me, puts 20s.
Yep.
Like literally after
watching. I just told you this was good. I don't need you to.
Exactly. Like literally
doesn't he know you?
I can't, folks. I'm sorry. I got this digression, but this is what I feel. This is the analogy of what I feel Smith is doing. And for most people,
it works.
That probably works. Yeah. Like, don't settle for less. We'll get the best. Always want the best. Don't settle for just being justified. Mm-hmm. Don't settle for just being sanctified.
But there's one more step, and I'm sure you get it, but there's just that one more step. So if you get good, that's fine. If you're happy with that, then, but he's telling you not to go for better. Then once you get better, then go for best. But he's going, even that's not good enough. That you should always be striving to do more and to learn more.
He met my dad. I mean, that's my heavenly father is not that person. My natural father is that person.
Well, God knows you.
Honestly, I just don't agree with the premise. I just don't believe that we are meant to strive in our flesh anyways.
Then what do you think about the scripture that he refers to in Matthew 16:21 about how Jesus felt when Jesus, when Peter said, when Peter rebuked him and Jesus got upset? He goes, hey, just.
I actually don't understand the connection between that and the other scriptures. Really? Yeah. What is the connection to you?
I don't know. So that's why I'm asking you. What do you make of that? How does that? And so you're saying there is not a connection.
I don't see it.
What does this say then that's different than what he says in the earlier part of this devotional?
To me, they're two different topics. When he's talking about don't settle for anything less than the best, when he says he's talking about, when he brings up James and he said, endure temptation because you'll get a crown for not giving in. He's like, but I'm not speaking about lust. So once he says, I'm not speaking about carnal sins, I'm speaking about wanting anything other than God. And I'm like, okay, I get that. We should be focused entirely on the love of God and the pleasure of God and the things like that. And then he says, pursue that with great fervor. Don't ever settle for less. Then he goes to that passage from Matthew about Jesus and Peter. I don't get that connection. I don't get the jump.
Do any of you that are watching?
Yes, please.
Do any of you get the jump?
Sure.
Or get the jump, get the difference there. Or not the difference, get this, what's the word I'm looking for? The connection.
Yes.
Do you get the connection of that? Let's go ahead and go through the scriptures and maybe these will give us something.
Yes.
We have James 1:12, which was already read, but go ahead if you will.
Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. great, perfectly clear. Mm. Get the crown of life, endure temptation, meaning don't give in to temptation.
Right.
It's beautiful. And Psalm 139, I just want to read this one section, which is, because it's very long, I encourage you to read it, but I'm going to read Psalm 139, starting at verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me when yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. Hmm. So beautiful. He's forecasting the creation and the birth cycle 3,000 years ago.
Wow.
Before the science of birthing was known to any human being.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Only God.
Yep.
James 1:15. Then when desire is conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. Oh, maybe that's what the connection is. That Christ in that passage with Peter and to the disciples was basically saying, sin has come to its full fruition. That's why I must be crucified. Mm-hmm. Is that the time has come for the ultimate sacrifice for sin to be paid. And Peter, of course, didn't get that. He didn't see it. And he didn't get why Jesus was really here. He first thought he was the literal king and he's going to take over Jerusalem and they're going to rule and reign in a earthly sense. He didn't realize that what Jesus was talking about was in the heavenly sense until the last days.
Not in the earthly sense.
Not in the
where he could
sense.
Be like one of his knights.
Yeah.
Of the round table.
I mean, I guess we get to be that later on, but not that round.
Yeah.
So from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised on the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, far be it for you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
And it had to happen.
But it had to happen. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Peter just didn't get it at the time.
He didn't get a lot of things. He was funny.
Yeah. Hey, Priscilla, nice to see you.
Hi, Priscilla.
Oh my gosh, are you always late to parties? Because so far, this is like
it's important
fifth time you've been late to the party.
It's important to be fashionably late. Make an entrance.
So this is just one of those devotionals that has a message, but doesn't hit you.
No.
Doesn't hit you between the eyes.
No.
It's just one that you can do without.
What about you? About you? Is that a collective? Is that a we?
No,
we could do without.
I just yes, quite possibly. No, I mean it just confirms that it confirms that this path or this, you know, the born again Andy is in line with this message. That was not me before. I wasn't always striving to be the best Christian I could possibly be, or the best at knowing, you know, my entire relationship with God. I was just satisfied with going to church on Sunday, and then knowing, you know, or something like that. Then I thought that I was doing a little bit better. All the this probably why parents
yes
this devotional was
yes
and of now I mean we want more and go that teaches us. Church, and we were on that. I don't remember.
Everybody asked me, did you friend ski? Like, you know, we went to church a lot. Amy's convinced. No, Amy, honestly, there's no theory. Yeah. It is.
We are closest to the kids are sucking the rest of the.
Yeah, we get it happening. Yeah. So, before to Facebook end of
about that. And I hope the part of this is getting going for the podcast. Usually doesn't use it. But I do see the difference. I see what he's talking about. It does speak to me. You were on fire. Jesus met you in your bedroom. You were YouTube. Never like a rocket ship. But I, 20 years in the good, not even in the okay. He didn't talk about those of us that were in the okay.
But I actually think many people are satisfied good that is salvation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were just in the they weren't good human beings, but just satisfied with the good gift.
Also, a little to even the message with. I wouldn't see it, and I'm good. I need. Did you see something?
No, I'm just trying to understand. So I come to you not with good, but better. Not with better, but best. Not best, but best. Going on with God. Because when the sin is brought to sin, and sin when it's full of brings breath, sitting in John, these sentences go together. So if you're not constantly striving for the best, you're closer to sin than you are towards to God.
You might be desiring something. Something's getting in the way of your desire to be with God. And that's, it's not, you stop trying to improve because you get distracted and now it becomes about something else. And not continually being in the Word and praying and being with God and asking before you take a step towards, you know, some big decision.
Interesting.
And the desire for something could just say, I just want that. I don't care what God thinks. I just want that thing, that car, no matter what it does to my family, if it drains my bank account.
I hear you.
That kind of stuff is what I'm getting from that.
Cool.
What else is there? What else you got? Oh, I found my shirt like that.
Nice. Yes. That's good. We have matchy-matchy Jesus shirts.
I was walking into Kaiser at a doctor's appointment. You see my back? It says boom. I don't know if you can see.
Yes.
So I'm walking.
Your chair is so noisy.
I know. I can't wait till our furniture gets off the ship that's out there in the
Pacific Ocean. With the Jesus.
Yes. But, so I get out of my truck to go to Kaiser, walk into the building, and I kind of forgot what shirt I had on. And all of a sudden, this guy behind me goes, boom! And I keep on walking, and he goes, boom!
Okay, that's so loud.
That's what he did. I'm demonstrating.
Oh.
Just like when I show the book. And I finally turn around, and I go, oh! I couldn't figure out why this guy was saying boom to me. It was an old guy, like he's in the 70s.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. I didn't remember that's what it said on the other side.
I forget his reasoning why, but he just said, yeah.
We're going to have to W4 that.
WD-40.
Can you guys hear the squeaking? Very curious.
Priscilla's also asking, is it the internet or yours? The video and sound keeps going in and out. I am it's so sorry. Internet. It's on our end. I just believe all the kids are using a device of some sort and just taking all the bandwidth on our internet. So we're so sorry. You missed some really good content, though. We were amazing.
Hopefully it's not like a haunted house creaking sounds that you hear.
You know, so funny is your eyes are barely open.
What did you want to say?
That it's time.
Because I'm sleepy.
That it's time. All right, my friends. This has been one of those devotionals, and they come around every so often where it's just not hitting you.
No.
I know. It's okay. We have those on occasion. But we read through it. We read what God has to say, and then maybe in the middle of the night, maybe you'll wake up and go, oh. You've ever had that? I've had that.
Really?
Yes, I've had after thoughts, like either in the shower or in the middle of the night when I'm laying there, go, oh, now I get it. Now it makes sense.
Neat.
So maybe that'll happen.
I love that.
Sorry about the internet. Sorry about the shakiness of what's going on here. But it's just those kids are just little thieves. They're thieves of the internet, thieves of the bandwidth.
They're just existing.
And we'll be praying for Tank. At least I will be praying for Tank.
What is that about?
Because you love to pray for people. I'm sure if I were to ask you, like, would you pray for the dog? You might go, really? Am I going to pray for a dog? I love the dog. I love the picture of the dog.
Why are you going to call me out like that? You're such a bully. I'm the one that likes humans. Jeez, that's pretty crappy, huh? What kind of a person am I?
you're just being pretty a little quiet. We're going to pray for a Tank, and you're going,
I'm pretty shallow. Pretty shallow I am. I only like humans. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well, we're going to pray for Tank's people.
People as in his owners?
His owners, his humans.
Are you not allowed to say owners? Is that like... Is that racist?
I don't care if you say owners.
But like, what's the proper terminology for people who have a pet?
Tank's people.
It's people.
Yeah. Because the people.
I've never heard that expression.
So the people, Tank is the dog. Into the dog, they're humans, or the people, or the humans.
That's so funny. For Tank's people.
Did we talk about this about the other day? I was sharing you. Owners is fine. Yeah,
that's not like the. You can't say what are the parents about anti-vax. You can't say anti-vaxxers. People are like it's like a slur word now. You're like that's really rude.
Yeah.
Like when did anti-vaxxers become rude? I didn't know.
I don't know. I was showing you a picture of a friend of mine on Instagram, and he was with his dog.
Something was wrong with him.
Is he married? I go, no, he's single. She goes, I could have told you that by him being taking a picture with his dog.
It wasn't a picture with his dog.
Oh, what was it?
It was 400 pictures with his dog. There was literally not a single picture of a human on this entire guy's Instagram and Facebook account. Mm-hmm. It was only him walking with the dog, hugging the dog. Riding, hiking with the dog. It's like me and my pet. And it just makes you wonder whether he has any human relationships whatsoever. And if he doesn't, then it's not surprising. Then it's clearly an issue because there's literally not any humans on his entire profile.
Well, you know,
and it's not like the page was called A Man and His Dog and like A Man About Town with the dog, you know,
it wasn't named after his dog.
No.
Either. Yeah, it was him.
No, it was like John Anderson and his dog.
Priscilla, us women know the signs.
Yeah. And that one's full blown creepy.
But I can tell you, having been a guy who worked with a dog for 7 years.
Yeah, but do you never had just pictures of the dog?
No, but I sure loved being with my dog more than any person
still
at the time. My dog was way better to be around. Other than when he had gas, then not in a police car with the windows rolled up, it's not that much fun.
It takes a concerted effort to never photograph a human being. Either that's because you are so isolated from humanity, or human beings mean so little to you that you never think of capturing an image. And this dude had like 200 images of his dog. I mean, hundreds and hundreds of photographs of the dog without a single photograph of a human being. I mean, that's so
you might have a point
deliberate.
There. Yeah, you might have a point there.
I mean, that has to be really strangely deliberate. And then it makes you want to ask him, why? Is it because you just don't like him? Is it because you don't know any?
I love
Is it because
the
they're not worth it to you? Like, I mean, like you really, that's a really important question on why somebody would do that.
Well, Amy, she goes, trust me, people would rather see pics of my dogs than pics of my family and friends.
Oh my goodness. She says,
only 200 images, amateur, but she's in the dog business too. But
yes.
Yeah, she has lots of dogs. And it's different dogs, right? It's not just the one dog. Yes.
There may even be. And it's not you hiking, jogging, running, out to dinner.
In a sleeping bag.
In a sleeping bag. With the one dog. Oh my gosh. So many weird people out there.
Red flags. Red flags.
Yes.
I don't know. I love the guy. He's awesome.
I'm sure he's fantastic.
The only thing I don't like about him is he's a Patriot fan. But since I don't watch the NFL anymore, I don't care. Oh, yeah. That's one other thing. I don't know. I just thought this today. I was thinking, man, just in the last 20 years or so, I stopped watching baseball. And I really dislike Major League Baseball, especially since some things have happened recently. But suddenly, I am an Atlanta Braves fan. I want them to win so badly.
Nice.
Because of the All-Star game was taken out of Georgia. Because of the voter laws, which are not restrictive to black people, number one, but right. They wanted to say they were restrictive to black people. And they were not only that, they extended certain things to accommodate black people. Yet they lied about it. And the All-Star game was taken out of Georgia, which had primarily black owned business surrounding the stadium, which they harmed the most, and put it in Colorado, where the majority are white people.
Nuts.
So crazy.
Crazy.
But now I just want them to win. I want them to have three or four. I don't know if they'll have four games or three games, but I really do hope that they just like go to game seven, only because I just want all the businesses there now to just succeed and do really well in spite of the nonsense.
Yes.
Who's the guy?
Oh, we now can't I want tell you to on the air. His- We're gonna have to messenger you that. I know, makes you curious, doesn't it? You're going to have to messenger his profile to Amy.
All right, we've had enough of this. We love you guys. I got to get Teddy. I got to get Teddy to bed. Not in the way that you're thinking. Message me. And Amy says, message me. Yeah, about the guy. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think Amy would know who he is. He's a... Oh, I can't even say that. I won't even tell you anymore. Because if I tell you too much, then people are going to know who he is. All right. That is it. Anything else, my love? You are amazing.
What did I do?
Man, you should see all the stuff that we're doing with the California Parent Alliance. Just so much stuff. And you you have tackled some of the nonsense with... it's not nonsense. It has to be done. The legal stuff and the corporate stuff and all the stuff that not one single person that's in this organization even wants to address.
And it's like, it's death by a thousand cuts. It's not easy. And it's quite tedious,
but it's important. We will empower parents to fight what is going on in the schools with their children. And the organization is going to be in the middle of the fight. We're going to get a little bit bloody. Well, maybe me. I'm going to try to keep you safe, my little love.
Thank you.
My little dove.
Thank you.
My little snuggums.
Thank you. I'll be praying for us.
Yes. All right, my friends. I'm going to be praying for Tank. And you'll be praying for the people.
I will be saying
Tank's
amen.
People.
I will let you pray for Tank, and I will follow behind as the dutiful wife. Amen. Yes, Lord.
I love you guys. Thanks for putting up with us tonight. We're a little off tonight, but we will be back tomorrow with a couple cups of coffee and ready to roll.
Rock and roll.
All right. We love you guys. God bless.
God bless. Good night.
Take care. Up that right now. I forgot about
Edify. My face here,
goes Edify. Here's how you get it.
This podcast is part of the Edify Podcast Network. Edify is a faith-inspiring app that brings together thousands of the best Christian podcasts in one place for your listening enjoyment. Cut through the noise and grow your faith by diving into the world's top Christian podcasts today. Download the Edify app for free from the App Store or Google Play, or by going to edify.app. That's edifi.app. edifi.app.
All right, that's it. Talk to you guys later. Bye.